Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
He said, take my yoke. Oh, we can't say, well, you know, somebody told me that I should live like this, and I read an opinion in a magazine, I'll do this, and I have a friend. No. He says, take my yoke. Get under my tutorage. Let me be your mentor. And the wonderful thing about Jesus, he doesn't just say, this is how it ought to be, like a lot of gurus in history. He says, I'm demonstrating in my life how it ought to be. I'll be yoked together with you.
The truth is, Jesus won't bail as your coach when things get tough. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Even when you stumble or fall, Christ is the coach who comes alongside you, keeps believing in you, and continues the work of transforming you. That message in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before Dr. Young jumps into his message today, we want to help you grasp God's Word like never before by sending you the one-year chronological Bible. It's the entire biblical text presented in the order of events as they actually happened. With as little as 15 minutes a day, you can read the whole Bible in 1 year and experience this incredible story unfold in history. The one-year chronological Bible is our way of saying thanks for your gift today to help The Winning Walk reach people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and get your copy of the one-year chronological Bible. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Are You Coachable? Part 2.
Jesus says, come unto me, sign up, and let me be your coach. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll take the pressure off your life, and you'll have rest. Then he says, take up my yoke upon you. You sign, and then you take. And what does that mean, if you're going to pick up a yoke? A yoke, you know, is something they put around animals. And when that animal has a yoke around them, you can control them. And usually they're yoked with another animal. They'll take an oxen, who is an old veteran oxen, and yoke that old oxen up with a young oxen, and they'll be trained together. Jesus is saying, in other words, you sign up on my team, and I'm going to be yoked together with you. We're pulled together. I'll be an example. I'll be that kind of coach. I'll come along your side. I'll carry my part of the load. And I'll tell you, the word in Greek that says Jesus was a carpenter also is a word for a craftsman. A craftsman. And someone said over his carpentry shop, it said, my yokes fit well. In other words, there wasn't any rubbing the neck. There wasn't too much weight, too little weight. They just fit. And we say, take my yoke upon you. If we pick up his yoke, if we take on his yoke, we've got to take off something first, don't we? We're yoked together to something. Everybody's yoked. Everybody has an audience. Everybody has someone we want to please. Everybody's somebody we're playing to, or whoever, whatever it might be, a group, an individual. But now we take off that yoke, and we put on this yoke. He said, take my yoke. In other words, we can't say, well, you know, somebody told me that I should live like this, and I read an opinion in a magazine, I'll do this, and I have a friend. No. He says, take my yoke. Get under my tutorage. Let me be your mentor. And the wonderful thing about Jesus, he doesn't just say, this is how it ought to be, like a lot of gurus in history. He says, I'm demonstrating in my life how it ought to be. I'll be yoked together with you. And then we please only him. We're not trying to please anybody else. Somebody says, oh, you're trying to please everybody in that church. No. Somebody says, well, if you keep doing that, you're not going to be popular and imitate Jesus. I said, you know, last time I checked, Jesus got crucified. You see, take my yoke. A father and a son were going to the market. They were leading a donkey. They were walking along, and somebody came up and said, look at that father and son, how stupid they are. Why don't one of them ride on that donkey and not walk all the way to town? So the father said, yeah. So he got on the donkey. The son was pulling it. Somebody else came along and said, I want you to look at that. Is that something? That guy is riding that donkey and letting that little boy walk. What a terrible thing. The man got off the donkey, put his son on the donkey. Son was riding along. Somebody else came along and said, I want you to look at that. That boy is big enough to walk for himself. His daddy ought to be on there. And so the boy got off the donkey. What are you going to do? Well, if the father got on, criticized. Son got on, criticized. No one riding the donkey, criticized. So they said, we'll both get on the donkey. And so the father and son got on the donkey, and some animal lovers came by. I said, would you look how they're waiting down that pitiful donkey? What a merciless thing to do. And so both of them got off the donkey. They said, what are we to do? Anything we do, we're criticized. So finally they got it. They took the donkey, put him on his back, tied his front legs together, his back legs together. They got a long, strong pole and hung that donkey on that pole, the boy carrying one side, the man the other side, and they proceeded to go into the town. Everybody laughed at them. What in the planet are they doing? And they got to a bridge, and the donkey had kicked one leg out, and the boy had to drop his end of the pole. The donkey rolled out. His legs were tied together. He fell in the river and drowned. Don't miss the moral. If you try to please everybody, you won't please anybody. Is that right? That's right. Take my yoke. He's your head coach. He's my head coach. He's been there, done that. He will use us. He will instruct us. So first of all, he says, hey, come, sign up on my team. And then take my yoke. And then he says what? Learn of me. Learn of me, because I am humble and gentle of heart. And you'll have not only the rest you had when you sign up, but you'll have rest in your soul. Learn. He teaches us. We have to be coachable. Have to have those characteristics. He teaches us. He takes us where you are and where I am. And he says, man, this is where you can go. And he has a wonderful way of teaching. He moves to the area of where you are and where I am and says, there is where you begin to grow. There was a teenage girl who was 18 years old. Her dad had long since bailed out on the family. Her mother died, and she had four siblings she had to raise. She was 18. She cooked for them. She prepared for them. She got clothing for them on their meager income. She saw they were at school every day, that they had their lunch, that they got home. She saw that all four were dressed in Bible study in church every Sunday. And she worked and washed and did everything in that little 3 or 4 room area they lived in. And then there was some pious neighbor, a woman who came over, who was Mrs. Church, and she went over and said, Dorothy, I noticed that all of your brothers and sisters go to church, but you rarely go to church. What are you going to tell God when you come face to face with him?
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. There's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But first, have you ever wanted to read the entire Bible but find yourself getting stuck around Leviticus? We want to help you experience God's Word like never before by sending you the 1-Year Chronological Bible. This one-of-a-kind Bible weaves the story of Scripture together by presenting it in the order of events as they actually unfolded in history. So the text comes alive as you see God's hand at work in His story of redemption. The 1-Year Chronological Bible is our gift to you to say thanks for your generosity today. It's only with the help of friends like you that The Winning Walk can continue sharing the proven truth of God's Word with people like you around the world. So please call today to get your copy of the 1-Year Chronological Bible when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Or text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
You're coached, I'm coached, we're to coach others. A coach is always coaching in every walk of life when Jesus Christ is the head coach.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video clips. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is winningwalk. That's Winning Walk. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young once again with more of today's message. Are you coachable?
Don't miss the moral. If you try to please everybody, you won't please anybody. Is that right? That's right. Take my yoke. He's your head coach. He's my head coach. He's been there, done that. He will use us. He will instruct us. So first of all, he says, hey, come, sign up on my team. And then take my yoke. And then he says what? Learn of me. Learn of me, because I am humble and gentle of heart. And you'll have not only the rest you had when you sign up, but you'll have rest in your soul. Learn. He teaches us. We have to be coachable. Have to have those characteristics. He teaches us. He takes us where you are and where I am, and he says, man, this is where you can go. And he has a wonderful way of teaching. He moves to the area of where you are and where I am and says, there is where you begin to grow. There was a teenage girl who was 18 years old. Her dad had long since bailed out on the family. Her mother died, and she had 4 siblings she had to raise. She was 18. She cooked for them. She prepared for them. She got clothing for them on their meager income. She saw they were at school every day, that they had their lunch, that they got home. She saw that all 4 were dressed in Bible study in church every Sunday. And she worked and washed and did everything in that little 3 or 4 room area they lived in. And then there was some pious neighbor, a woman who came over, who was Mrs. Church. And she went over and said, Dorothy, I noticed that all of your brothers and sisters go to church, but you rarely go to church. What are you going to tell God when you come face to face with him? And she said, I guess I'll just show him my hands. You see the idea. I'm a young mother. I have all these children. Well, I used to have time to pray and to worship. This is a new season. You have time to pray and worship with your children as you're developing your children. You know, that's another season for growth, another season where he is training, where we are learning and maturing in Christ in every season of life. how important that is. And we operate on the basis of our strengths, not on the basis of our weaknesses. Oprah Winfrey cannot read a profit loss sheet. She's not good at math. But what if she'd spend her life, well, I'm going to study hard and learn about math, and she could read a balance sheet, and she spent all of her time there on a weakness. She didn't do that. She went with her strength, creativity, and genius, and she's a billionaire. She could have spent her whole time trying to learn how to do all. No, no, no. She went with her strength. And that's what we have to do. 101 corporations recently were given a test, all the employees, and they were asked one question. Do you spend a lot of every day working in the area of your strength? Did you get that? Do you spend a lot or a part of every day working in the area of your strength? 80%+ said they did not. Therefore, only 20%, a part of every day, were able to work where they were strong, where they were gifted, where they were passionate. So you got 80% inefficiency. God would say, here's your strength. I want to develop your strength. Sometimes we have to work on our weaknesses. Don't misunderstand me. But we need to major on our strengths and let our strength be. That's what a good coach does. He doesn't take a kid that weighs 150 pounds, runs a 4.240, and say, I'm going to make a tackle out of you, son. He sees what his strengths is, and he enhances those. That's what Christ does with us. You think he's not as good a coach as any athletic coach? Don't take somebody 5'8", make them a center. You might want to make them a guard, or somebody 7'3", and say, we're going to make you a point guard. I mean, you see, God looks at you and looks at me and says, hey, this is how you're going to learn. You sign up. Come. And then you take up that yoke and get yoked with him. He's training us. This is the formation part. And then finally there is transformation as he begins to take your strengths and my strengths and maximize them for him and for you and for your life. We are being coached up. And a little part of that scripture I read, I'm sure you missed it. I missed it several times. It says, we are transformed so we can be in the business of transforming others. Paraphrase. Why are we coached up? We are coached by Christ. We let the Holy Spirit grow as we're trying to develop, and he is developing in us the mind of Christ. Then we're to be in the coaching business. You're coached, I'm coached, we're to coach others. Somebody mentors me, somebody mentors you, we're to mentor others. A coach is always coaching in every walk of life. When Jesus Christ is the head coach. Maurice Cheeks, Bo Cheeks, some of you remember him. Point guard, NBA, fabulous player. He was coaching a few years back the Portland Trailblazers. They're playing the Mavericks, Dallas. And they'd lost, Cheeks' team had lost two games. It was a must win. He had all his players ready. Man, it was a packed out place, national television. Pivotal game. And here's Maurice Cheeks over there with his team. You can imagine. And then a little 13-year-old girl was selected to sing the national anthem. And I want you to see coaching. Watch this.
Our message, Are You Coachable?, will continue with Dr. Ed Young in just a moment. When you hear stories from the Bible, do you ever find it challenging to place a story in the context of the larger timeline of Scripture? Or maybe wonder where those stories even took place? We want to help you read the entire Bible in 1 year with a clear understanding of all its events by sending you the 1 year chronological Bible. Broken into 365 daily readings, this powerful study tool makes God's Word come alive by presenting it to you as the events of Scripture unfolded in real time. And it's our gift to thank you for your donation today to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people around the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to request your copy of the 1 year chronological Bible when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns right after this short break. And welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. I hope you'll visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Young. Or you can sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional online at winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is winningwalk. That's Winning Walk. As we finish out today's program, Dr. Young is in the studio to answer a couple of questions stemming from today's message. Dr. Young, there may be people listening today who don't feel especially talented. How do we uncover the unique strengths God has given us?
Super question. We all have unique strengths, and some of us are multifaceted. Some of us have very limited strengths and giftedness. Take a gift that you have. Ask people, what do you think I can do? How do you think I can achieve? Where is an opportunity for me to serve? We can all find places of service. It may be a very menial thing. It may be a very significant thing. It doesn't matter. I remember years ago, a man who was the operating partner in one of the largest law firms in America, I was speaking with him, and I was going to ask him to chair a building committee in which we built our worship center. It was a building project of $34 million. I went to him, and I said, Searcy, I want to ask you to do something. He said, I'm glad you came, Pastor. He said, my wife and I were just talking, and we want to do something. Let me tell you what we want to do. I want to go and be in the serving line in the kitchen, put on a little covering hat for my hair, and serve the food out for all of us who meet on Wednesday night and our Wednesday night suppers. I said, Searcy, that's good. I'd like you to do that, but I got something else I want to ask you to do. He said, I'll do it, but we would really like to serve in the kitchen on Wednesday night. Now, this is the man who chaired the largest building program at that time any church in America had ever been engaged in. But he thought I was going to confirm his request to serve in the kitchen. To him, it didn't matter. He would have been happy in the kitchen, happy there chairing a committee to build a multi-million dollar facility for Jesus Christ. The point is, find a place of service. It may be unseen, unknown, a prayer ministry, a calling ministry, a tape ministry, a holding hands with someone going through dark valleys. It doesn't matter. God has a place of service. Ask people in your body of Christ, what can I do? How may I help? Where are there opportunities for me to do something? And you'd be amazed. Little becomes much when God is in it. There's a place uniquely prepared for your gifts, regardless of what your gifts or gift might be.
Really helpful. Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ. Today's broadcast is only possible because of listeners like you who give to keep the Winning Walk on the air and online, encouraging people all around the world with the proven truth of God's Word. We truly appreciate your partnership. And to thank you for your gift today, we'll send you the 1-Year Chronological Bible. This unique Bible leads you through the story of Scripture as the events actually unfolded in real time. In only 15 minutes a day, you'll grasp God's Word like never before, as His incredible story comes alive in history. Call today to request your copy of the 1-Year Chronological Bible when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Come back next time as Dr. Young shares more proven truth from God's Word.